So some in the past, few people asked that if we corrected the flow, so at least we have a better readability of the paper, which was done. In terms of development, so the smart contract is, I would say it's almost 80%, maybe ready. We haven't had Shikhar for the last few meetings, so probably I'll send him a message to ask if he added like the rest of the functions that we require. I started working on the backend part, which is like to interface between the blockchain on the Hyperledger and whatever front end that we will build later on to issue transactions towards the smart contract. That's more or less the progress so far.
Thanks, Ahmed. So little bit updates, like so I hope everyone knows that MWC cancels this event in Barcelona. So we are planning for some things. For example, DT wants to contribute some code for ICS, intercarrier settlements, and
sorry, what is that again? Can you repeat, Webin?
Yeah. So there was a plan that in MWC that Andreas and people from Telefonica was planned to they were planning to do a meetup on intercarrier settlements, what they are doing on working on it. So now, but as you know, that MWC is cancelled. So I was reading some stuff that DT already are already working with Orange, T-Mobile's DT and Telefonica, GSMA. They are working together for intercarrier settlements. So they will do some open source stuff, like they will open their code maybe. So I'm checking, let's see. If they will open, let's see if we can do something. For example, if we can push this code to Hyperledger Lab or something, let's see. And second is, this was planned that we should talk to GSMA regarding our new project as well, which is this IMADB in GSMA. But let it be, because it's not happening this year. So so this is update. And one more update for hackathons, that what we are taking part is like this is like Hyperledger India, in which we are I shared this problem statement. I hope everyone get it. Like Ahmed, I CC'd you and Bilal as well. I hope you read it. Like, so if anyone wants some suggestion on it, like please, because in the future what we will do is we will do some hackathons problem with some problem statements with MADB problem statement as well. So this is like little bit updates. That's what's going on in the overall SIG. And for this, like Matthews and Aman also sent some mail regarding this. As Ahmed already comment on it, that yes, we need some updates. If you can give it like in a general term, like, because they are asking that they can talk more on like general IoT devices instead of particular use case. I think yes, Ahmed.
Yes, one item where Amandeep and they suggested to add more on the identification schemes. Uh-huh. So we highlighted four. Actually, not all of them are smartphone. Only EMI is a smartphone. The others are IoT. Yeah. Like UUID is Bluetooth. EUII is also used in some IoT networks, not cellular. But yeah, we would love to see more details. So if they can contribute, yeah, of course. And they suggested also a use case on IoT data sharing. So my comment was, if they can just elaborate more, if they put us the, if they put the text in front of us, so maybe we can learn more, because IoT data sharing is like big topic by itself. So once we know the details, we can maybe discuss and see if we can, if people would like to proceed and start maybe working on this.
And then, Ahmed, could you more like, could you give us like little bit more update on your smart contracts, like what you guys are working on, like?
I'll try to share maybe the. I'll share the screen so at least we go to the white paper, and from there maybe I can describe a little bit more. Yeah, so we discussed this in the past, but just to confirm again. So EIR exists like in 3G, 4G networks and also in 5G. But in 3G, 4G, the interfaces towards the other components, like the SGSN or MME, are diameter-based. In 5G, it's RESTful API, so that's why we suggested that we move to just 5G implementation. So that means we don't have to worry about diameter, like converting messages into diameter format, etc. So it's just a RESTful API. What we did, we built one smart contract, which is like sort of the device registry manager. So what it does, it allows to create device identity, allows to update device like attributes, query the device identity details, transfer the device ownership. So if like someone is transferring the device or selling the device from one entity to another, so that's a device transfer, transfer of ownership. Revoke the identity, which will would mean that maybe the device is like lost forever or recycled, so that that will require revoking this this identity. And so that's basically the identity part. But then for the MEDB, we need the other part, which is how to check the ME record. So in the specification, there are two messages, which is identity check request and identity check response. So we implemented this sort of, we built like a table that where we where for each device we have the ME record there with the flags, whether it's whitelisted, blacklisted, or gray listed. So this one was like implemented in addition to the identity bar to fulfill the needs for building this decentralized EIR. We describe it here. Here it's describing a little bit the like the message flow. So up to now, as I said, we have only the smart contract, but this is like the in general how it should work. Either though, here we are referring to 3G and 4G networks, but this will be like eliminated, like at least the part where we need to transfer transform the message into a diameter format or vice versa. So the like a check request will be issued to our let's say backend, and the backend will connect with the smart contract and provide feedback whether this is whitelisted or blacklisted. The rest is like just the message flow as per like the network, where if it's rejected, then the whole registration process will stop. If it's accepted, then the registration will continue. The device status update, this is where we need to update the record of the device in the MEDB. So here's the main difference on our implementation versus the regular EIR implementation. So if a device is lost right now, you need to go to the operator or a law enforcement agency, and they will have their own portal to go and access the EIR and submit an update request for that device. Here, because we are building this as a decentralized framework, so the user owns the credential or the private key for that identity. So the user can immediately submit any update request, which will go through our API server, and then the API server will submit this to the chain code. And
so,
the chain code.
So Ahmed, this user, yeah. User has this wallet, right? I hope, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The user need to have a wallet. So there's one section in the white paper, in one of the pages above, where we are gonna describe how to maintain the private key and the wallet. So we need to describe that somewhere in the white paper. But here also we need to maintain this wallet. So it could be definitely not on the smartphone itself, because if it's lost, it's not there anymore. But it could be even a paper wallet. At least the user has this private key, and then they can go into some sort of a portal and import the private key and submit the transaction. But yeah, of course, we will need to maintain a wallet for the device. And in this case specifically, the wallet shouldn't be on the device itself. We can have the wallet on the device, but that's just for updating any attributes of the device identity. But to be able to submit a lost update in the EIR for a lost device or a stolen device, then definitely this private keys need to be backed up somewhere or kept in a separate wallet, not on the device itself.
Sorry, Ahmed. Just a question here. So you're not, as far as I understood you, you're not planning to assign devices to certain users, right?
Not assign a device to a certain user. So there was a discussion to have sort of an honor key in the identity. So we have an attribute called honor, which is linked to a private key of that owner. So the owner has his own wallet, and we link the owner attribute to that wallet. So there was a discussion about this, but right now it's not implemented that way. But it can be added if you see that.
But essentially, a device cannot really manage a private key. It cannot really manage the connection with the certificate authority. So it should be in a way, I'm not saying it should be implemented, but it should be explained, I guess, in the paper that the owner, say, would have the access to all the private keys, therefore would have the private keys in its own wallet and manage that.
It's good to not that, yeah. And
because it could be a bit confusing, because the device itself, the IoT sensor or device, cannot really manage anything, right?
Some devices they can. So some devices they have buffs, and you can maybe have this in a buff. Some devices, yeah, they have limited capability, so probably they will not be able to have a secure module for storing the private keys.
Sorry for interrupting.
I think that's more or less the structure of the use case and the architecture. one last thing is that we will use this looking feature. So all these like actions that are happening will be registered with some parameters. So this will be like sort of the history of any device in terms of when the identity was created, any updates, any change of ownership, and also any events related to blacklisting or whitelisting the device. Yes, Vebin, hopefully that explains some of these details.
Emma. And could you open the, like, if you have this GitHub stuff with you so that we can see, like, a little bit?
I can't do it right now, but okay. Probably in the next session, we can maybe assign, like, 10-15 minutes to go through that, yeah.
That's awesome. And what about, every second meeting on Thursday? Like last week we don't have a meeting, right? We didn't have.
No, last Thursday there was a meeting.
Last Thursday? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I checked it, but there was no mail, and then when I opened it at 10:30, I was not able to.
Really? I sent an invite. And people like Bilal, Joe, Chris, I don't know, someone else, like around 4 or 5 people showed up.
Okay, then yeah. I think I missed it. Okay, cool. And
there's a little, this is Joe, for what it's worth, I had a little difficulty when I first joined realizing that there were two different meetings and two different lists. So I don't know if there's any way to make that clearer on the wiki, but it does sound it does occasionally trip people up. At least it tripped me up.
All right. Yeah.
It all makes perfect sense once somebody explains it, but until somebody explains it, you're not aware that there are two and they sort of interact.
All right. Yeah. I will add that to the wiki. Yeah.
Let me update then wiki. So I will update wiki and let me try to make this happen. So I will make a list and then map it to the link and timing.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Also, I have one update on mentorship program. So we have in Hyperledger, there's a mentorship program for students, right? Last year we applied, but it was not clear at that time that what we want to do. For example, last year we applied with a service level agreement or something. But this year, because we have one white paper ready, so what we are planning is to apply for ICS, intercareer settlements. And nowadays, as you can see that Kamlesh also sent this link, exactly this link I was talking about, that DET recently launched this blockchain for different carriers, right? And this is what they were planning to launch it in MWC as well. But now we have a good opportunity to apply in a mentorship program. So what do you guys think? Is it a good way? Because I think it's a good opportunity for us to write. If you want, if you guys say yes, so I can create a document and share it with you that what we are writing in for the mentorship. And then if anyone wants to join as a mentor, please.
Vipin, I think we can do that. I am ready to be mentor there in the, actually I have expertise in the Hyperledger fabric. So maybe we can propose this mentorship program.
Cool. So what I will do is I will share one document, and then anyone can give input on this, that what exactly what we want to do in this kind of internship, right? Yeah. And it will be good, right? And maybe in the next year we will do this thing same for IMI as well. Like if we want some feature to add in this framework, so we can add this. It will be good. Every year, if we can get something, it's really
cool. Yeah, Correct. So, Vipin, actually, I didn't get what is the MWCL something, because I was not that much active in the meeting.
Okay, so Mobile World Congress this year they canceled.
Okay. And then I know about it, but not the full, not the small words.
Yeah, because last year I was there, so we had a good connections for this sake, like Telefonica, interest, and everyone was so excited. And this year is the same. We are planning like to do some meetups and call Deutsche Telekom and Telefonica and Hyperledger things. But unfortunately, it's canceled. Yeah.
Okay. So, but like, I think the mentorship program just going to start. So I think we can propose this, the at least this thing for this time, and can be to become the mentor there.
Yeah, but we need to first create a proposal. So I started a proposal. So I wrote some stuff and I will share with you guys as well. And and Kamlesh, where are you from? Like in India?
I'm based in Pune, actually.
Okay. So we are planning a hackathon in Bangalore. So.
Yeah. Actually, this is a virtual hackathon, na? Like Hyperledger India. So similar, like I also like we can similar, maybe after couple of months later, we can also... even the same kind of hackathon for the telecom. If you
we have one problem statement in this.
I know that, but it's like separately. If the telecom as a group, we can do also.
Sure. Even Tech Mahindra. I was talking to Tech Mahindra guys, so they are doing some POC with the Jio right now, and they are also taking, they also want to do some stuff.
Even like Tech Mahindra, IBM, they are doing good with the Vodafone and the Regulatory India. They're doing something in blockchain.
Yeah.
With their spam calls and the messaging things.
Yeah. So it would be great, like if we get some resource, why not? Like, let's do some stuff. And same with others, like if you are in like a new country, if you can do some hackathons or something, why not? Like, will be really good.
Yeah, so what we can do, like recently doing for the Hyperledger India, similarly we can do the telecom SIZ kind of hackathon at the global level, not the India level, the global level.
It's a cool plan, because I never saw such things in SIG hackathon, why not? Like,
this kind of thing, because not the specific country, is at a global level, and let participate in everywhere, anyone to is a kind of virtual.
So why not? Like, what do you guys think? Like, other guys, like, why not? Like, let's start something with SIG, like SIG hackathons. I can propose if you guys really like.
Yeah, I think it's good. Like, there's a platform called DevBost on which you can run like online hackathon, and it can attract lots of people.
Okay. So, yeah. And in that case, if Hyperledger can promote it as well, so we get like maybe operators as well on board, like to take participate. Even we can push it to the GLF as well, to DB or to Telefonica and other players as well.
And by doing this, even we can have some kind of code base ready of the, like, suppose like lots of hackers will do the hackathon and we will get the code base of the our use cases with white papers.
What we are doing is like with Sunny, what we are doing is like we are preparing some CDRs, like virtual CDRs, which is like exactly same in the real world, so that in the problem statement also we can give some real kind of things and real kind of like so that they can test it as well, right? If we can give a CDR so that they can push it to the blockchain and then you can see in the real world as well.
So actually I seen and completely read that our telecom CIG CDR document is actually very good, actually.
Yeah. Right. And where are you from? Like, what do you do, Kamlesh?
So actually I'm vice president in technology in one blockchain startup. Earlier I was working with IBM and I started my blockchain career with Hyperledger Fabric since its inception 2015-16. So quite comfortable in the technology front, and it's a good connect in the blockchain community.
Yeah, thanks. And Kamlesh, if you can help us in this as well, like 80% of code is already already completed by Ahmed and what's the name of that guy? I forget, sorry. Ahmed?
Shikhar.
Shikhar, sorry, yeah. Shikhar Jain. And
okay.
If you can contribute in this as well, why not? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so if you want, we can share this GitHub links. I think Ahmed created this GitHub profile, and then you can use it for like further development.
Yeah. So it will save the details, and then we can also kind of that mentorship program, and then hackathon we can plan in coming couple of months, I think.
Yeah, sure.
It will be a good visibility and good exposure in the blockchain community in Hyperledger.
The good thing is if we will do this with Hyperledger's sake, that then we can directly talk to operators, right? If they can participate and give some inputs, why not?
And if even the similar kind of like the CDR part, I'm also doing one, you know, with one client. We can talk with our client, and maybe we going to be do some in production, the same kind of things.
So
I will give the update when I will get final and get the details about the contract.
Okay. No, if you can share some like more details, like a presentation or something on CDR, like why not? Like,
yeah. So actually, the CDR thing we are doing with our client, but actually the deal is going to be signed and
not exactly like what you are doing means just
the everything is every telecom is facing the problem of that roaming settlement.
Uh-huh.
And the actual telecom industry is losing lots of money and lots of their reconciliation process involved in this roaming reconciliation. So similar kind of, there are a number of different operators, and they will share the CDR details in the real time within the blockchain, this kind of things.
So are you dealing with the wholesale or retail?
Wholesale.
Wholesale. Okay. That's cool. Okay. That's awesome, man. And if you can take this, if you can, like I can connect you with the organizers, even I am one of the organizers as well, but I can connect you with Amol, like for maybe mentorship for this hackathon as well. Like if you can do some help, Sane is already available for mentorship for this hackathon, and
Amol, if you can also Amol Hyperledger India chapter.
Yeah.
So which hackathon are you talking about?
So this Hyperledger India, we have.
So I am already the organizer there in the. If you see the mails, I am also there in all the mails.
Oh, so you are the same Kamlesh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the same Kamlesh.
Okay.
So I'm already the part, even the my Snapchat platform is going to be the issuing certificate.
Very cool, man. Then why you want, it means, we are helping already. So Sane is already there in Bangalore. So we are creating some CDRs for this hackathon. So if you can be a part of it, like as a like for this problem statement only, like in terms of mentoring or something, why not?
Yeah. So what exactly need to set some kind of virtual CDRs, kind of some some CDR deal, right? How the what particular data will share between the operators, yeah. Right?
So that we can judge based on like what they are showing actually on
blockchain. Okay. Yeah. So then I will share something then to you.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. So anyone have like more updates? So please go ahead. Otherwise, I'm not.
I'll just have an ask that. Yeah. People who are interested to work on the white paper, please go ahead, review, add comments, or populate some of the sections there.
Yeah, that's a very, really important as well, because right now, like, only you and other, like, one or two people only active. Me, I am also not that much active, but yeah, please, if you have some time, please give it to them. Or if you can help us in code as well, like Like, why not?
Sorry?
Means, if anyone wants to help in the code as well, like, please.
Yeah, please. Yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah. Okay, then. Then I think we can stop. And are we meeting to the next Thursday? Right, Emma?
Yeah, I think this next meeting would be dedicated to the subgroups.
I don't know why I didn't get any email. I don't know. I mean, I was waiting and I want to share. I want to send an email to you, but I thought let's join directly. But at that point also there was no meeting going on. I was like, okay, maybe something wrong. But let's see. Maybe we will meet next time. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Let's bye, guys. Stop,
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye. Thanks, bye all. Bye, Ahmed.
Thank you.
Thanks.